Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're entering the 401st day of the return of the Trump administration. On the 400th day, he gave a powerful two-hour speech, and the Democrats played right into his hands to not stand for a murdered woman by some crazy man they let out 40-plus times, including attempted murders. Turned out the judge owned the rehab that she kept sending him to. I mean, you can't make this up. And the hateful looks on their faces, these are true villains. Like Dick Dastardly. It's just amazing. And oh, the U.S. hockey team, they wouldn't stand for them. They wouldn't stand when Trump says, stand if you believe that it's the government's job to take care of the citizens. Wouldn't stand. So I'll sit here all day and complain about Trump because his administration's done a lot of things that are bad. But the Democrats are in a different universe. They are the scum of the scum of the scum. And when you study history, and you've had longstanding corrupt tyrannies in place, they just get worse and worse. They just rot and rot and rot and rot. And it's no doubt the reform, not just here, but all over the world, is in populist traditionalism, conservatism, Christianity. That is where you're seeing the Great Awakening. It's where you're seeing the great reforms. And the left itself, out of the French Revolution in the modern derivation, is a satanic religion. That's taught in mainline PhD-level history. So everybody's saying, why are they so satanic? It's created by Adam Weishaupt, the head of the Illuminati. It's real history. George Washington wrote about it. They captured their documents. The Illuminati created the French Revolution to counter ours. There's always a time of revolution during turnings. And 1776 was a major turning. 2026, you can mark it, is a mega massive turning. This is when the political, cultural, spiritual, economic, sociological planets align. And we are in that zone. Of course, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. Never. And notice, we're headed up on 250. It's cycles. We think we act different than humans before us. We don't. We're just not as tough as they were because they had to be tough. The only thing differential from us and our ancestors is that we're pussies. And it's just a fact. And everything that's archetypal and strong about us, the globalists want to attack and get rid of because they don't want strong men to build good times. They want the end of history, as the UN and the Club of Rome and Obama call it. The end of cycles, total control. That's the Carnegie Endowment plan. And that's why we know their plan. So we have some of the amazing clips of Trump, the Democrats, committing political suicide on the stage, but for election fraud. But for their magic machines and dead people voting and illegals voting and the mail-in ballots. That's why they're so arrogant. And Ilhan Omar was so angry next to Tlaib that I swear I can see smoke coming out of her ears and a little red forked tail waving around angrily. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Wednesday, February 25th, 2026, and InfoWars is not just still here, despite the Democrat Party in federal court filings a year ago admitting they spent $320+ million suing us, trying to shut us down with all their fake rigged trials and everything run by HBO, but we are stronger than ever, thanks to you, the viewers and listeners, as activists standing with us in the InfoWar. You're not just in the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. So let that sink in when you look in the mirror. The entire globalist order is in shambles. They admit it's all falling apart. Their plan is to bring in total surveillance tyranny, world government, but that was already their plan. It is spectacular. So now they're just sabotaging infrastructure and human civilization and industrial society in a hope that we're so poor and starving and crime is so horrible with dumbed down populations that those of us that are able to think will be too busy defending ourselves and scrounging around for enough food to eat. That is their feudal lord answer, as all feudal lords have always sought to use poverty and crime and tyranny as the way to suppress populations. All right, unbelievable performance by Trump last night. And you really see illustrated the Democrats refusing to stand for the U.S. hockey team, refusing to stand for the parents of murdered folks in blue cities by criminals that have been released in one case 40 times with serious crimes of assault, attempted murder, Irina Zaruska. You had them refusing to stand that the government's main job is protecting its citizens. And to look at them, they look more angry than wet cats. 40-something Democrats did the show. And you look at Ilhan Omar, I mean, she is shouting, she is yelling. Remember decades ago, 15 years ago, when one State of the Union, a congressman said to Obama, "You lie." Remember he said, "Illegal aliens are not getting Obamacare, and illegal aliens are not voting." And he's like, "You lie." And they're like, "He needs to be arrested." Well, Trump didn't call for to be arrested. Al Green was holding up signs about the racist, evil white people. He kept yelling and screaming, so he got let out. And when you know about Ilhan Omar, it's incredible. I was talking to some military guys just this morning. They've been all over the world, special operations. And I was talking about Ilhan Omar, and they go, "We didn't know that." And I said, "Yeah, nobody really does. I've seen a few news programs that have done a half-decent job of it. I've talked to the Delta Force people that helped extract them in the early 90s. So I went and looked it up about 5 years ago. That's a whole deal. You know what? We're going to do the next week or so. I'm going to do it. I got to marker board, you know, white chalkboard out there. I'm going to go write, I do this all the time, a report I want to remember to get done. Just a 5-minute report on her. Because there's even newscasts back at the time. Her grandfather was basically the number two dictator, under the dictator. Her dad was a top general. And they killed 250,000 people. And their family are famous slavers in the ruling class. And they had to be evacuated here by Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Barr, and Jeffrey Epstein ran the airline for the CIA in Ohio that did it. And that's why the first big Somali community was in Ohio. There were basically no Somalis here. And her family are famous slavers. They're basically royalty. They committed mass genocide. The actual ruling class of Somalia says they're not black and is very racist towards blacks, which black folks in America discover when they try to talk to Somalis. They're like, you're no one. I will not talk to you. They'll talk to white people, but still look down on whites, but they don't talk to blacks, okay? I mean, it's just, it's like, it's insane. She's the equivalent of a KKK Grand Dragon, but because she has brown skin, it's okay. I mean, it's just bonker town when you know this stuff. And the hate she's full of. Well, it's because she comes from a family that off and on for hundreds of years has ruled Mogadishu. They've never had a country. Every area has its own warlords that run it, but the most important is Mogadishu. And you have the daughter of warlord criminals, slave runners, pirate kings, lecturing us. God. I mean, I don't hate her because she's got brown skin. I hate her because she is a rat-like demonic pig. Who has total disdain for everyone, and everything she says about us is her. She is disgusting beyond belief. But can we just have her indicted? She's been caught stealing tens of millions on record. She goes into Congress with a couple $100s and is now worth $30 million. Her husband way above that. Giant scams, total money laundering, open and shut. Wineries making $6 million a year. No wine sold, nothing happening. Scam, 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 scam. Fraud, 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 fraud. Stealing the money for the autistic kids. Stealing the money for the lunches for the kids. Stealing the money, stealing the money, stealing. And she's emblematic. And then refusing to stand for the hockey team and for people murdered by career criminals the Democrats let out. And over again. I mean, it's just... It's cancer. You got to understand, when you're part of parasitic groups and they come in the color white, Adam Schiff, and they come in the color brown, AOC, and they come in Ilhan Omar, all these things. But the bottom line is they are globalist minions taught to hate the West and hate free countries because they're designed to overthrow it in the process while they rob the living hell out of it. They have boiling, white-hot hatred for all Americans who are patriots, who are Christians, who believe in America, who cheer the hockey team winning with an amazing last-second goal after his teeth are knocked out. They absolutely hate this country. Whereas Michael Jordan celebrates the NASCAR win or celebrates the hockey team win. He's an American. I don't look at Michael Jordan and say, is he black or white? He's an American, a great example of an American. Excellence. Then you got Ilhan Omar. I don't see a black person. She's not black. I see a slave master piece of filth, a true Lex Luthor in the flesh, an enemy. It's that simple. All right. Then, we first started talking about this 2 days ago when the document got declassified. And then, we put an article out, a video yesterday that went viral. And I have gotten so many phone calls, so many emails, and it's all over the news now. The CIA, and the headlines aren't strong enough everywhere else. I'm not trying to differentiate. I just wish they were hardcore enough. Got the Daily Mail and ABC News and all this. Oh, declassified CIA files revealed chilling blueprint to manipulate Americans' minds through covert drugging and vaccines. No. It's 10 times worse. They said, we're going to brain damage people. We're going to slowly kill them. And we're going to hit them with other chemicals and things that sterilize them. And we're going to make them full of anxiety and angry and put chemicals into the food and water that make people angry to commit higher crime to bring down civilization. That's the whole preface of this broadcast. But I didn't just read that in the CIA document. It's all over the Club of Rome. It's all over the UN. It's all over the WEF. I can pull you up hundreds of articles over the years. You know, we put fluoride in the water to lower fertility and lower your IQ. Yeah, we've actually secretly, covertly put lithium in the water to dumb you down. Yeah, no, we got Roundup authorized to, you know, give you cancer. And I keep telling you, it's on purpose, it's on purpose, it's on purpose, it's on purpose, it's premeditated. I mean, I rant about this premeditation. In fact, there's a promo McBreen cut a few months ago out of one of my rants called Premeditated. Find that one. I know I say in the rant premeditated, maybe the headline's it's on purpose, but you know this is my pet peeve with everybody. Trump, the Democrats are idiots. The left are morons in Europe. The left are crazy. They don't know what they're doing in Brazil or Venezuela. You got more gold and silver and everything than anybody in the world in Venezuela. Why are you so poor? You used to be the richest in the hemisphere. You know, it's on purpose. Communists, totalitarians, they make you poor to control you. Gosh, there have been studies for hundreds of years that fluoride lowers IQ and gives you cancer and actually makes your teeth more brittle and causes dental fluorosis. Why are they giving capsules of it to school kids at thousands of times the same dose? Because you're getting soft kill lobotomies. And people used to hear me talk about this, even though I show the documents, they're like, this just can't be. It's just not true. Yeah, it is. And your denial about it is what allows these evil people to operate. So special report, the normies finally noticed the CIA murder machine. We had naval intelligence, army intelligence, other intelligence systems before the 47 National Security Act. But British OSS basically came through the CFR, this is all on record, and set up the CIA and put in all their people. And a year after it was set up, even Harry Truman, who was an establishment guy, said, oh my God, they've taken over, it's a coup. We should never have done this. Kennedy said, you need to be torn into 1,000 pieces and thrown to the wind. The CIA with the National Security Act is the most powerful intelligence agency, and it works directly against the country. It's in Memorandum 200, 1973. Henry Kissinger, look it up. It's declassified. The cover sheets. He says, yeah, we're going to use toxic waste in the food supply to poison and depopulate everybody. I mean, I could go on for 50 hours. And Bill Gates' dad ran Planned Parenthood. His mother ran the IBM Eugenics Foundation. When Thomas Watson died, the most powerful eugenicist in world history, even above Francis Galton that created the modern movement in 1850. He pledged all his wealth and all of IBM for racial hygiene and the extermination of non-whites. But you're like, Bill Gates is liberal. Oh, liberal. Oh, liberal. The people who really want to kill you act like they're your friends. They're not. While they weaponize the non-whites against what's left of the whites. Because at the end of the day, the eugenics, they want to get everybody. They sell it to whites to be racist, to set up the extermination systems with the covert elites at the next to highest levels, believing they're building this world where there's, when you hear, oh, we want 90% world population reduction, back when they came up with that number, whites were 10% of the world population, now we're 7%. So see, when all these scientists are being read in going, well, we're going to reduce world population down 10%, that's what they're talking about. And then after Hitler, they went, this is all on the record, they went, and Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, the head of UNESCO at the UN, said, well, we're not going to go with just keep the whites now. We're going to go off IQ. So there'll be some Chinese, some Indians, some Asians, some Persians, some Arabs, you know, Jews, some Latin Americans, you know, but you will be tested. That's a Bertrand Russell plan. And if your IQ is below a certain point, we're going to kill you with diet, injections, and injunctions. That's a quote. And the rebellion against us doing this to you will be as futile as sheep rebelling against the eating of mutton. Mutton is sheep. Russell, who they hail as the greatest liberal ever, won like Nobel Prizes, said as soon as they had the atomic bomb, we need to drop it on all the major cities of the West and the East and go ahead and depopulate everybody. Because he said there's too much technology, it'll get out of hand. We have to go back to a feudal system where we have reservations of high-tech systems for us. Everybody else lives outside these tiny high-tech cities, kind of like a zoo or a national park, and we keep the rest of humans basically in a dark age level, and then we have tiny high-tech reservations where we fly above them in our sky planes. And then you notice they made Things to Come. H.G. Wells wrote a book, and they made a movie out of it. Came out in the 30s. Very high budget. Even it's well done even today with the special effects. And then he also said that was the plan. So see, when I tell you that they're putting thousands of chemicals in the food and water to literally, with a cocktail, poison you, dumb you down, give you cancer, give you infertility, it's from them. And here it is. And even the headlines, the corporate media finally picked it up. It's like, oh, to control you, they wanted to poison you. No, they say in here what they're going to do. And this is Operation Artichoke. That then ties in MK Ultra, MK Naomi. And this is official U.S. government policy by 1957. Eisenhower learns about it, tries to dismantle it, couldn't. Gave an emergency speech at the end, saying the number one danger is a technological elite in control of the science and planning and universities and engineering and the military. So he says, beware the technocrats, they're in charge, and beware the military-industrial complex. The left always just gives the military-industrial complex. Quote, go listen or go watch the 21-minute speech, Eisenhower's farewell address. Okay, I know I harp on it because we're going back to the basics here, okay? That's why I'm in the Rockefeller Foundation documents. That's why I'm in Crossfire Hurricane. That's why I'm in Arctic Frost. That's why I'm in every big globalist think tank attack. 15 years ago, I was in official NATO documents public saying, we've got to get WikiLeaks and we got to get Alex Jones. They know who's wrecking their ass. And it's not about me taking credit. You need to know what you've done supporting me and my guests and crew and everything we've done together. Because it shows they're not that powerful. If little old Alex Jones and Julian Assange could give them a real run for their money and clobber their ass. People say, well, why don't they just kill you? They talk about that, not my name in particular. They say, we don't want to turn people into martyrs. We just shut them down, silence them, then create a straw man of who they are and use the image of them to actually hurt humanity. Then they put you in prison and kill you. Once they've taken you off the air, that's why I'm literally fighting for my life to stay on air. But I've already covered up one side and down the other, basically every angle of all their different operations. And if you just listen to me and write it down and save the information, it becomes more powerful into the future, not less. Now, I'm done ranting about that, but that's coming up. And big guest and more. But how massive is that? I thought we should read to see it. You know, like 20 pages. Read a few pages. Because you know, I just told you what it said. You can go to X and read it. You can go to InfoWars and read it. Go read it. You'll be like, my God, this is word for what Alex Jones said. Because they put it out in a master document, then they break it up and then filter it and then water it down and then put it everywhere else. I've read all of this in the CIA document probably 3,000 or 4,000 times other places from them. I mean, I'm standing at Barnes & Noble's. I'm at the grocery store. I'm in the airport, and there's constant books and magazines. Humans are bad. Looking forward to the end of humans, the beauty of the end of the human species. And then the head of the UT biology department, I want to kill everyone. We criticize him, his former students, you find out working bioweapons are attacking me in op-eds. The humans are a disease. Dr. Pianca says only kill 90%. He's wrong. Kill all humans. And it's in the newspaper with the woman's picture. And you look her up, she runs bioweapon operation. 12 monkeys. I can go on and on and on. I am a natalist, meaning I am pro-family. I am pro-human. I am team humanity. And that's why they have all the corporate media doing, well, we can't attack him from the establishment view. We're discredited. So we'll say Jones is a little opposition. We'll say Jones is secretly bad. Oh, he woke everybody up. Well, now let's say he's one of us. That doesn't work either, except on low IQ people, people you pay to do it. Yeah, that's why I'm in 50-something times in the Epstein files how horrible I am and how they want to shut me down. Yeah, that's why all the big deep state groups sue me. Yeah, that's why I just got subpoenaed from the Senate about the subpoenas of Jack Smith and my phone records and all that and a criminal investigation of him. Well, they want me to testify to Congress. Yeah, I got arrows sticking all out of me. And I had to sit here and explain to some low IQ people, by talking to the general audience, that, yeah, I'm not just on your team. If you got to point at anybody in the modern era, I created the team. Elon Musk has said that on air. I created the modern team. Yeah, I'm not just on your team. I'm not just the coach of the team. I created the team. And it isn't about bragging. The enemy recognizes it. The enemy knows who's got their number. And if I can just get everybody to go read the documents and admissions and understand how bad it is, it's game over. My safety depends on this being decompartmentalized. I want to be obsolete, and I'm getting close. That's when I'm safe. That's when you're safe. We're all in this together. So, I'm going to go to break and back with all these incredible Trump clips. But let me say this right now. We have fabulous products that are incredible that will change your life. Just like our information is game-changing, the products are. Our methylene blue is the best. Our ultramethylene red is proprietary, stacks with it, it works great separately from it. It is incredible. Our energy shots are all natural and amazing. All of the products are bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. Don't know what these are? Look them up. They're incredible. We got the best. And we've got store-wide sales of 25 to 50% off on select products. Everything's at least 25% off right now. You can buy Ultra Methylene Blue for 25% off and get Ultra Methylene Red, despite the fact it's selling out, for 50% off. I'm not going to spend an hour telling you what methylene red is. Go look up each ingredient and know it's the very best of that type of ingredient. It's not synthetic. It's the real stuff. It's the lab stuff. It will blow you away. The Ultra Methylene Red bottle is the same price as Ultra Methylene Blue. Well, right now it's less. It's half off. Why is the bottle twice as big? To deliver all that's in it, it has to be twice as big. Methylene Blue is so concentrated and so strong. You've heard Kennedy talk about Methylene Blue. We have the best. Case point example. My medical doctor 7 years ago that owns wellness clinics around the state said, you need to get on Methylene Blue. He doesn't sell it. He says, just get anything that's USP grade. I bought it. Didn't really feel it. My wife liked it. Tried 6 or 7 brands. I never really took it on a regular basis. I took ours a year ago, or less than a year ago when it first came out, just thinking, oh, let me try it before I, you know. And because it was just as good as the regular. I'd say, okay, they say it's good for you. Give us some energy. You want methylene blue? Here it is. I was like, in 15 minutes. Electricity shooting through me, everything. Now, that's the first few times you take it, but instant energy, the 15 to 30 minutes. I've given it to over 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it. That means your mitochondria is operating basically 100%. It skips the oxidation process. Again, this is incredible, folks. This is as close as you're going to get to Fountain of Youth. Long-term effects are even better for workouts, stamina, libido. I got more kick in my libido. And I'm taking other great supplements, so it's a cocktail. But I got more horsepower in the libido department and performance department than I was 16 years old, okay? I'm telling you, you want methylene blue, you want methylene red. And that sale's going right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Wide selection of Patriot apparel and so much more. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back as you're underwriting everything we're doing.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells me what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that are it protects you from. why methylene blue works. It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free, you're playing. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from campaign trail, doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones's methylene blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on.
This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the hundreds and hundreds of resignations in the U.S., the U.K., and Europe. And they're all of leftists, they're all of globalists, they're all neoliberals. Larry Summers just resigned from Harvard over all his massive ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, and remember Bill Gates said he wasn't having sex with Russian hookers, even though it's in the emails, and he didn't get a disease and thought he gave it to his wife and secretly tried to drug her? Well, now he admits to it. Bill Gates admits he had affairs with two Russian women, apologizes to staff over Jeffrey Epstein's ties. Now they've learned a sex dungeon lair in Paris with all sorts of incredible images out of it, where women report they've been tortured. There's now a big criminal investigation. French justice opens Epstein-linked investigation against former culture minister. And we've got all the new emails people are finding about torturing people. You know, I notice everybody's focusing on what does beef jerky mean? We're walking up the beef jerky. And what does grape soda and cheese pizza mean? obviously it's in the FBI code. It's underage. It's pedophilia. We have hundreds and hundreds of emails about the sex slaves are being delivered. The sex ops are being delivered. I just tortured that woman. I just tortured that girl. Oh, yeah, I picked this waif up when she was 12. You know, she works for me 10 years later. I mean, it's cut and dry. There's been big developments with Massey saying they put up a bunch of documents and now pulled them. And, yeah, as great as a lot of stuff Trump's doing, why the hell is the DOJ protecting the establishment? Well, I think you have your answer, the CIA, Mossad, all of it. It's terrible. Now, let's get to the State of the Union here because we got guests coming up and a bunch of other news and angles, and I want to get into the CIA documents and more. Man, Joe Rogan. I told you about 5 years ago he really super woke up and was going to, but now he's totally awake. He had Roger Avery, the great director and writer, on explaining how the satanic networks work. It's word for word what I've told you, because it's in their manuals and, you know, black magic books going back to Egypt and King Solomon after that. The global elites are vampires. And then in a 10-minute clip, it's just all there. I mean, see, everybody's Alex Jones now. There's no way they put the genie back in the bottle, the toothpaste back in the tube. And anyone trying to suppress this stuff is just self-immolating themselves. And I understand it's dangerous to, you know, when the WikiLeaks got released, most people were scared to put out the stuff we put out. We got the credit from the bad guys for, and Drudge linked to us back then, what a hero. We got like 100 million views on one article with Abrina Abramovich. And, John Podesta were delivering the little girls, 7, 8, and 11, for your pleasure in the hot tub at the secret wooded location, sir, at the cabin. They're well-trained. Remember, they are children. And his assistants running rent-a-child websites publicly. Hey, rent kids for your party. Here's a bunch of them. I mean, they don't even hide it. And Vanessa's brother, Tony, the biggest lobbyist in D.C. at the time, with a magazine, you know, they would put in the huge magazine, a couple hundred pages, that they would put in the Washington Post. Remember in the old days, newspapers were giant, the Sunday edition, they'd have a couple magazines in them. And it's all about pedophilia and how great it is, and photos of little kids being tortured. And it's paintings of them, but it's lifelike. And him smiling on the cover. Dangerous art. But everybody loves codes. So everyone's obsessing on grape soda and cheese pizza. There's even more emails just saying the sex slaves have been delivered. And yeah, we had to cut up the jerky. They're mad that it wasn't alive. You have billionaires that are blacked out complaining, hey, we came to the island for fresh, live beef jerky. They're like, well, listen, the assistants are down there chopping it up, and we've got it in the freezers. Here's a photo of it, and we're going to mail it. And as you can see, it's a torso. Showed you that last week. And it's a little torso. It's like maybe a 10-year-old. Yeah, you're like, how can it be? The CIA, it's declassified in the food, in the water, in the shots, giving you chemicals, and this is in the 50s, to lower your IQ and sterilize you and give you cancer. They have, for at least 40 years, viruses they can add to, quote, vaccines that will go and eat your cerebral cortex and kill you if they want, or lobotomize you, or only hit certain areas. Remember, Epstein's always talking about the emails, oh, I want a shot that gets rid of people's morals. It attacks certain areas of the brain associated with the conscience. Yeah. Oh, we've delivered the frozen food, the human meat. Mark Floyd is finances, he's paying for it. Lyndon Lee is many, some codes. Hyatt is sex slave. Other information blacked out. Sent from BlackBerry. From Jeffrey Epstein, too. We don't know. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And descriptions of things that are in FBI files from victims that survived that match it perfectly. Strangling young women to death at Zorro Ranch. Sucking all their juices out at the laboratory to inject into their veins. And then burying the husk in the woods. On and on and on and on and on. All right, I'm going to stop and get back to the State of the Union. And the Democrats is smoldering, burning with hate. Please stand for the hockey team. No. How dare America win the gold medal? Just you through this country. Take a knee during the national anthem. America's a tyranny, needs to be destroyed. The majority of Democrats hate America. I've been going to their events and stuff for 35 years. Been on air 32 in April. Be our anniversary of that. And I started noticing about 10 years ago, it got really bad, where I'd go to a mainline Democrat event. You wear an American flag shirt or somebody would stand up and say something about America, they would all just go, oh, oh. They blocked off a big piece of downtown like 8 years ago. You look it up in the news, you see the videos, we posted them. And it was called the Fake News of Donald Trump and Alex Jones, a city event. As part of the book festival or whatever. So they got a whole bunch of city blocks blocked off on Congress. I go to it. They try to have security say, you're not allowed in here. It's free. It's a city street. I stand up to them on camera. It's up under a tent. I go in. It's all on video. And the whole event's about me and Trump. They're up there talking about us. So I finally interrupt and say, you guys hate America. They go, yeah, we do. And then a guy runs up and says, I want children and you're not going to stop me getting them, and starts licking my face. Duel know how to find that. I think Derek shot the video. Who was that was here then? Some of the crew in there shot the video. I remember this. Folks, you know I don't just tell you stuff. I have this, okay? So a guy comes up and starts humping at me going, I want the children. You won't stop the children. I mean, just these are demons, folks, okay? So what I'm saying is go to a Democrat event. Go to the mainline ones. Even 10 years ago, they'd be trying to pass bills to ban abortion in the Texas Capitol, and like spontaneously, 1,000 women would show up, most of them in pantsuits, 20 years old, 80 years old, and they would just start going, Hail Satan, and sticking their tongues out and making demonic faces and screaming, Satan, Satan, Satan. We have that on video. I mean, it's not like you got to look around for a four-leaf clover to find one of them worshiping Satan. Go to a Democrat event. When I went to D.C. to talk to Ed Martin 5-6 months ago, whatever it was, I was in first class next to this rich Democrat lady, and she was an attractive middle-aged woman, and I'm sitting there, and she knew who I was, and about halfway through the flight, she looks over and she goes, what's wrong with Satan? I love Satan. And if you want to have any fun with Satan, here's my phone number. And then when I was going out to get on the shuttle to go get a rent car, she was following me out. These people are wild, folks. They're absolutely out of their bunkers. I mean, they have no inhibition of anything except you got to follow all their rules and you got to bow to them. So they can do whatever they want, but you got to bow to them. And I'm sitting there on the airplane talking to this lady. And she just looks over and goes, ah, I love Satan. What's wrong with Satan? Satan's a lot of fun, Alex. And if you want to have a little fun with Satan, here's my card. And I'm not going to tell you the rest of it. You would believe it, but it's just, it's over the top. She has an iPad. And now I'm sitting there, half of the flight. And there's a woman right here. And she goes, you like my kids? Aren't they handsome and pretty? And she pulls up a shot, and it's a like looks like about a 12-year-old boy, about an 8-year-old girl, sitting there on a bed, provocatively, not overly provocative, but, you know, but like, you know, the boy's like, it's a sexual pose. And she looks at me and I'm just like, oh my God. I just go, okay, nice to talk to you. Then she follows me through the airport. These people cannot control themselves. They are turned over to it. See, the problem with populist Christians and conservatives is you hide out in the countryside, you hide out at your house, you got a few neighbors that are like you, you're hiding, you don't know. Go out and know they're coming for your kids, they're coming for you. All right, here's Trump on the 250th anniversary. Let's get into the meat and potatoes now. I'm going to shut up, stop preaching. Here's Trump on the 250th anniversary coming up. Very important, here it is.
Less than 5 months from now, our country will celebrate an epic milestone in American history. The 250th anniversary of our glorious American independence. This July 4th, we will mark 2.5 centuries of liberty and triumph, progress and freedom in the most incredible and exceptional nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And you've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
All right, so let's get to the America hating by the Democrats. Here's Trump, Democrats. You should be ashamed of yourselves. He said this multiple times when they wouldn't stand for the hockey team, when they wouldn't say the U.S. government's main job is protecting its citizens, when they talked about murder victims in blue cities, people let out 40 times with violent crimes who murdered, you know, poor Irina Zarudska. Go ahead and play the clip of Trump saying you should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And look at Ilhan Omar's face.
I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens. In many cases, drug lords, murderers all over our country, they're blocking the removal of these people out of our country. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Most importantly, I'm asking you to approve the Save America Act.
All right, here's Trump. Stand if you agree that the first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. And watch the Democrats for 3+ minutes stay seated. Here it is.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Sitting down. No, they hate the American people because it's the idea of freedom. Not that we're perfect, because we had so much freedom, the evil came and took us over. That's how it works. It's a paradox. But there they are, refusing to stand up. Now, remember Irina Zarudska last year got stabbed to death by a psychotic, crazy person who'd been in at least 40 arrests, over 10 of them for violent crimes, assaults, attempted murders. And it turned out the judge that kept letting him out owns, with her wife, the halfway house rehabilitation center that makes money off of this. And so here's the parents over here from Ukraine, and they won't even stand for them and for the murdered woman. Here's the clip.
Arrested over a dozen times and was released through no cash bail, stood up and viciously slashed a knife through her neck and body. No one will ever forget. There were people on that train. No one will ever forget the expression of terror on Irina's face as she looked up at her attacker in the last seconds of her life. She died instantly. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal, set free to kill in America, came in through open borders. Mrs. Zaretska, tonight I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina.
Classless Democrats refuse to stand up. I mean, it's beyond classless. But they know releasing criminals is part of their weapon system.
How do you not stand? How do you not stand? I'm asking this Congress to...
So, there you go, folks. Now, there are videos, and it happens, of mentally ill white people killing black people. We say it's terrible. We say they should be locked up. But Black Lives Matter and the left defended that. Everybody just watches her bleed to death. So that's the culture they put. She was a big, big liberal, by the way, Black Lives Matter supporter, everything, when she saw what happened. Now here's Trump on the U.S. hockey team. 48 years later, exact replay of what happened. Overtime victory, teeth knocked out. Still wins. Cinderella story. And here comes the hockey team, and the Democrats won't stand for it. Folks, they are your enemy. And we're fair. We're not. We'll expose the baddest in the Republican Party. We're trying to reform it. It's our beachhead, and we've done a good job. We've gotten 80% control of it, and we're going to clean house the rest of the way. Herbert Walker Bush says they're about to take it back over. No, you're not. But we know the Democrats are done. They're pure evil. So when we criticize Trump all day, that's getting them back on track. But there's no debate about the midterms. There are a lot of great candidates. You got to vote Republican, and each election forward is the most important ever. This country's fighting for its life. Here's the hockey team coming in, and it goes on for like 6 minutes. They would never stand. Trump's like, what are you doing? Stand for the Olympics. Stand for our team. They're not on Team America. They're on Team Satan, Team Pedophile. They're the party of pedophiles. They're the party of pedos. And by Trump's DOJ not doing their job, it gives them the high ground? Bullcrap. Here's a clip.
Here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud. The men's gold medal Olympic hockey team. Come on in.
This just goes on and on with the Democrats refusing to stand. And the camera people are embarrassed. You know, they're not even being political. They just mainly show the people standing up. Then they cut over the Democrats. Nobody's standing. Truly sickening. It's all done on purpose. They're robbing you blind. They want you dumb and poisoned.
That's the first time I've ever seen them get up. And actually, not all of them did get up.
Yeah, most of them didn't.
Like, they beat a fantastic Canadian team in overtime, as everybody saw, as did the American women who will soon be coming to the White House.
Here's what I'm going to do. I got a bunch more clips where he announces anti-corruption task force led by J.D. Vance, exposes the Somali pirates here within the country. Ilhan Omar throwing huge fits. There's so much more coming up. The CIA declassification, how they poison the food, the water, the shots, everything to slowly kill you and your family. It's all coming up. And none of the globalists will politically survive this. People can say, oh, it's not instantly happening. More's happening in a month than used to happen in 10 years. They're done. They admit at their big globalist conferences, both public and private, it leaks, that they're screwed. They don't know what to do. Well, I told those that haven't committed crimes against children, you can come join us and tell us where the bodies are buried, and we'll give you pardons, basically. But so many of them are so committed to evil, they've already gone so far down the rat hole, they're not going to do it. Hour number 2, 3, and 4, massive transmission, your phone calls, special guests, Brett Pike and others. Brett Pike's such a smart guy. Some of his special reports we're going to be getting to as well. But remember, your word of mouth is king. On the local radio station you're listening to, local TV, your cable station we're on, that's precious. Tell everybody you know about it. And also tell them about, hey, Infowars.com/show, band.video. That could get shut down. So tell them about Real All Shows on X. The Alex Show on Rumble. We're banned everywhere else. Share those feeds as a revolutionary act and get some t-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own that, so they're able to shut us down. That's our sponsor for the Alex Jones Network into the future. And we got a big deal right now, 25% off an ultramethylene blue. If you haven't tried it, you're insane. You get ultramethylene red for 50% off when you get methylene blue. That's 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. That sale's going to end soon. And ultramethylene red is selling out quickly. That sale's probably going to end in about 2 days. We'll be right back.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO-type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take
the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.